Ladies, what is a flex that men do that turn you on?
A flex that they didn't know was super hot in a guy. Kindness to random people. I think we can all agree on that. That could go both ways, right? And then also being prepared. And I think this is a really good one too, where instead of relying on somebody else to have all the things laid out, you anticipate what you need, mm-hmm. and then you prepare for that.
Well,
that's a flex.
Yeah. I will say this, guys and girls are different with that. So some girls, at least in our relationship, if it's Carol-ish thing, I let her prepare everything. If it's a my type of thing, I prepare everything. Because it's just whoever's the better preparer. So it's not like I can be prepared for everything, but when it's like my kind of thing, we're prepared.
You are a preparer in general. I do think you are a preparer. Like, I think that because you and I share control issues, we do.
Don't put me in
we
your
do.
Because
I like to be in control. I'm like, he can't do it. But yes, he can. My husband can do it. Yeah, and he does do it. And I'm not surprised, but I am pleasant. I'm happy.
A little surprised.
When he does.
Like, because
I can.
Mm-hmm. But there's also been times where, like, if you're packing and he's in. And you look, you're like, you didn't pack a toothbrush, deodorant, or, you know what I'm saying?
No, it's not packing. It's cleaning.
Oh, cleaning.
If we're having a party or we're having family or whatever, I will be cleaning the house in general.
Yeah.
And my husband is literally cleaning the shed that we never go in. I'm like, no one gives an F. Why are we doing that? Or he's cleaning the lint trap of the, we're not even doing laundry.
I'm going to pick up trash
laundry right now.
In the park. You're like, what? No.
It's not helpful.
I'm going to paint this room before they come over.
Yes. He's looking at all the trim and he's like, I got to go and I'll be right back because I'm going to do this trim today. I'm like, No, you're not.
We need a sweep.
Mm-hmm. I will say I have backed off certain things because it's too controlling. Everly's birthday, she's having a party tonight. And it's actually at the house. I'm like,
oh, yeah, what time did you say I should be there?
Are we invited to that party?
I was like, oh, this is going to be very a cheaper birthday. I'm going to show you a photo of what in the hell Carol did. Now, it looks beautiful, but I can imagine the expense of it. She bought separate tents with beds for all the kids coming over.
Are you joking?
No, I'm not.
Did you buy them or rent them? Because there's companies that do that.
You can rent them.
No,
did
we bought them.
Jason?
She bought them.
Get on you about how much you spent on lunches?
He did. He did earlier. I wasn't going to bring it back up.
Basically buying houses
for
each kid.
Yep. That's not me.
It's coming out of your bank account.
She put a nice blanket for each of the kids to take home.
To take home?
Yes. An Everly pillow in different poses for each of the kids. I'm going to show you a picture. You're going to die. There's a balloon wall, everything.
How many kids are coming?
Yeah.
Well, 6 this weekend. I'm like, oh, a nice
This weekend?
And then she's like, oh, and her second birthday party's next weekend. I'm like, what?
Is it the same, like, sleepover idea at both?
So basically, I'm going to show you a photo. It's ridiculous.
Is this number 10 for her?
Yeah. Is it a big birthday?
That's my
10's usually like a little milestone-ish.
Not in my house. My daughter turned 10 last year. She's about to turn 11. It was not.
Like, so, shh. And, yeah, usually like 1-5 for some people, 1-5, 10, sometimes 13, 16, 18.
Mm-hmm. The kids have a prize pack, like a nice one. They get to keep all the blankets and they get to keep the custom-made pillows.
Ben, if our daughter is listening, turn off the radio.
Yeah. Right.
Wow.
Jason's joking.
Yeah.
He's telling a really silly joke.
Jason, if she doesn't already have the supplies for the next one, let me know. There's somebody on Facebook that I'm friends with that rents those kinds of things.
It's like glamping, right?
Yeah.
You can just rent it and do your glamping
and return
it. It's
like the boutique glamping birthday party where they bring tents
it.
And whatever like theme she wants, they'll bring like makeup and all the stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
And it's in her room. It's not outside.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Jason, I don't want to one-up you.
I please do.
But my daughter Ava's turning 18.
Which is crazy.
That's a big birthday.
And we reserve the shelter at Stokesdale Park.
Nice.
4-hour reservation, $30.
That's
now
a pretty big tent, if you ask me.
Yeah, $30.
Now we're talking. See, this is where Jared and I are aligned.
Yeah, and I'm like, we're going to do 2 to 4 because that's not a food time. There'll be snacks. It's after.
Don't ask me for dinner.
No, there ain't going to be no dinner. Right, nope. It ain't no lunch. Mm-hmm.
It's 2 birthdays, though, Jared. You need to do it for 2 birthdays. And when she did it the first day, she set it all up. I'm like, what in the hell? I said, look, this looks like something out of a movie. And she's like, oh, you haven't seen nothing yet. I've got a ways to go. Landon was FaceTiming his friends going, can you believe this?
Please show me a picture.
Can we post it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right.
And she'll be happy.
She's a great party planner.
She is.
But I guess, I don't know her.
But when you spend a lot of money, you can be.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
That is really cool, though, about those pillows.
It is.
That's awesome.
It's a pose for, like, a pose for everly jumping. It's a pose for this. And every one of them have a pillow.
Is it life size?
No, it's like a pillow that goes on these little tents that are forts.
Yeah.
With the little bed that comes out and the balloon walls. And
I spend $14 on sushi.
Yeah.
And Jason loses his mind.
Yeah, right.
And that holds it against me forever.
You did not spend $14 for your lunch.
Okay, 20.
No,
that her lunch was like 40.
It was not.
It was probably 25.
It was like $25.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
And I'm the one.
It wasn't over $1,000 for a kid's birthday party.
I don't know. One weekend.
I asked Carol, how much does this cost? Oh, not that much. I'm like, how is this possible? So I think she's under putting it, how much it comes down.
Yeah, of course. That's like rule number one when you're party planning.
Yeah, I don't know how much it costs. I just don't know.
Send me the picture, I'll post it.
And she'll be like, yeah, I went to the Dollar Tree. I'm like, the Dollar Tree doesn't have all these tents with beds.
They do, I'm going.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going today.